Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, food stamps, we've been talking about it since the top of the show, 6 o'clock. President Trump has budgeted for 2020 about $84 billion or so for the food stamp program, but he's also proposed some rule changes that would change the food stamp work requirements. Now, you've heard what people have had to say for about an hour. Let's see what Geertha Malia has to say, senior policy officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm well. And you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Tell me, if you will, about the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. What is it? And what do y'all do?
Sure. We are the largest foundation in the country that focuses solely on health and healthcare. So we provide grants to people and communities across the country that are trying to make their places healthier.
So as it stands now, what are the requirements for food stamp recipients, and what does President Trump want to change them to?
Great. Yeah. So currently, if you are an adult who is not disabled and does not have children, you must work 20 hours per week to qualify for SNAP nutrition assistance benefits beyond 3 months. Additionally, though, states can waive those work requirements if there are areas with high rates of unemployment or more workers than there are jobs. So this proposed rule from the U.S. Department of Agriculture would make it harder for states to waive work requirements. One of the biggest changes is that previously a state could say, if the unemployment rate is 20% higher in a particular county than the national rate, we can waive work requirements if we feel like that's the best thing to do for the folks in our state. Now, the unemployment rate would need to be higher than 7%. So that's one of the main changes that is being proposed, and that's what we analyzed to look at the impact on who would be affected and which states would be affected most.
In terms of fraud, in terms of people getting benefits that they shouldn't, how hard is it to get benefits, and is the abuse as wide as people have been saying it is here since 6 o'clock?
Well, you know, our study did not look specifically at the issue of fraud or people qualifying for benefits when maybe they shouldn't be. What our study looked at is if these rules went into effect, the changes in how states can waive work requirements, who would be impacted and which states would be impacted most. What we found was that the people that would potentially be impacted by this rule are particularly poor, even poorer than the average SNAP beneficiary. So 97% of folks that would potentially be impacted by this rule live in poverty. And on average, they make about $557 a month. The second thing we found is that some states would see a bigger impact than others. Louisiana would actually see the third biggest impact of this rule, because right now, three quarters of adults without a disability and without children who are on SNAP don't work 20 hours a week and live in one of these waiver areas. So Louisiana would see a pretty big effect.
And in terms of working 20 hours a week, that would be for the working poor. So if you're working 20 hours a week, then the benefits go on so long as you're working 20 hours a week?
That's right.
Okay. Anything we're missing that you wanted to add here, sir?
Well, you know, I think the main thing is that the SNAP program, the SNAP Food Assistance Program, has been shown to decrease hunger, provide financial security for folks, and something that we care about a lot as well, it can improve the health, particularly of children who receive SNAP benefits. So, you know, with a rule like this, we just want to make sure that as policymakers are deciding which way to go, that they have a clear sense of who's going to be impacted by this rule and which states may see a bigger or smaller effect.
In terms of, I guess, potential savings, if this rule would do that, or is the idea to get people to work and then spend the same amount of money on food stamps, or is it to have people perhaps gainfully employed and then not qualify for food stamps? I'm a little bit confused about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that gets to the core of this rule. On the one hand, some people might say, well, this type of rule, tightening the requirements on work, will get more people to work. I think other folks might say that what it could do is just reduce the number of people who receive nutrition assistance without having a big impact on work. I think one key issue is that if you provide states flexibility to make these decisions, they have the best sense of what the local economic climate is like. So some of this is about giving states as much flexibility as they need to say which areas need waivers and which don't. I think the second thing is this rule is about people without kids and without a disability. But what we know from some other research is that even for people without a formal disability, they may have health issues or caregiving issues that can make it really difficult to work. The last thing is that many of these folks who currently are waived from work requirements may have very limited education and training. So moving into work may be particularly challenging for them. So employment and training programs, which currently exist in the SNAP program, are going to be really critical in helping those folks get the training and skills they need to move into work. And some folks have concerns that those employment and training programs may not be able to meet demand, and they may not be able to provide the types of supports that folks with low skills and low education need to get into the workforce.
Thank you, Geertha. I appreciate your time. Geertha Mallya, Senior Policy Officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.